Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com just moments ago telling us what's most likely to happen with that Browns 54th pick. It's weird. I feel like the most likely thing is a trade down. Then it's Dan Pat. And I think there's like a 1% chance of trading up. I don't even know how far they would trade up. But I actually thought Lima made a really good case today for, you know, you look at this roster, if you can get a guy that you think can make an impact this year, that might be more valuable than three or four scratch-off guys. You might be worth taking two or three picks, putting them together so you can get a guy who you think can be an impact player as soon as this year, if not, you know, a key starter next year.
Sorry that Mike was not on. I'm professional
no
sometimes.
Worries.
So is there a player you have in mind tonight?
So yes, I will say, I don't think
like a dream player.
So I don't think they should trade up, but there are two guys who I've been obsessed with the entire draft, and I cannot figure out why they're not first round picks. One is Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle out of Illinois. You know, I have such a soft spot for undersized defensive tackles. That's what he fits. And by the way, my favorite player in the league that isn't a Cleveland Brown is Chris Jones, who's a 6'6", 320-pound dude. But I think Johnny Newton would be worth trading up for. I think he's the kind of guy who could actually push the rotational guys, a defensive tackle to start. And then I think this might be the least popular take I have.
Tackle?
No, the center out of Oregon. Mm. And I like Ethan Posick a lot. I think Ethan has far surpassed anything that I ever thought he could do when they signed him 2 years ago. He's been fantastic. That being said, I think it's Powers Johnson, Jackson Powers Johnson, I think could start for a decade here. Because I think he is, at least as what they favored, and I know they just drafted the kid out of Ohio State last year.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get that. So maybe you don't want go center there. But I think he's the kind of guy that, like, if Bill Callahan were still here, I think Bill Callahan could turn that dude into all pro for a decade. I really, really like him out of Oregon. Those would be the two things, the two players that I'd say trade up for either one of them.
So looking at a mock draft here, Chris Trefasso, CBS Sports, has a day two mock draft. He's got the Browns taking Patrick Paul, tackle out of Houston.
Okay.
And their rationale is obviously they're trying to beef up the offensive line. He's like the same size as DeJuan Jones.
Yeah, he's a big fella. Yeah.
Like 6'7", 315.
I do think that actually makes it harder to kind of figure out, you know, like I think you start to kind of peel away the characteristics that Bill Callahan really liked on offensive linemen, and you kind of construct a tackle or you can construct this player. DeJuan Jones is the anomaly because not many dudes are built 6'8", 370 pounds and can move like DeJuan can. I think that makes it tough though. And I'll be honest with you. Should they go developmental left tackle, or should they go? Because right now they don't have anyone playing guard in the future. If either Betonio retires after this year, or if Wyatt Teller, you know, were to ask for a contract and that weren't to come to fruition, and you trade him, I don't think there's a guard on the roster that I feel comfortable starting. Whereas with tackle, you do have DeJuan, even though it seems like they don't think of him as a left tackle.
Yes. Listen, makes sense there. I don't want them to take a tackle because I just don't like. I don't like tackles.
You don't like offensive linemen?
I don't like taking them high.
You don't like fat people. That's what it is.
I don't like taking them high.
Your career makes a lot more sense now. I'll ask you, why not? Why don't you like taking them high?
I just don't, because I like the sexy picks.
That's basic.
Not basic.
That's very basic.
Listen, I am.
If they took Cooper DeGene at 54,
that's a different story.
It would last longer than four hours.
I'm in the Unicorn Club with Cooper DeGene.
So, what did you think about the Chargers picking Joe Alt then?
Taking what?
Joe Alt.
Joe Alt. I don't like it.
I actually think it's a great pick for them. So,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Thomas at three.
You're such a...
No, I'm not. They need to protect Justin Herbert, and they need a run game. They had none.
And here's the thing.
I know it makes sense, but I'm not a GM. Thank God.
I will say, I think this is why Harbaugh wins. Harbaugh, the reason... I mean, he took Michigan from a team that had some like nice mid-round guys, but like fringe NFL guys in the trenches when he took over, and he built them into a juggernaut on both sides of the ball. And by the way, if you look at what they did in San Francisco, that's why they won in San Francisco, more so than the quarterback play. I think Joe Alt's a great
pick. I was just going to say, to add what Nick said, a lot of pressure would have been for fans to say, hey, you got rid of some receivers this offseason that could have helped you on offense. It would have been easy for them to just say, hey, let's go draft one of those three-star wide receivers this year. And they didn't. They didn't back down from saying, we need to build from the trenches out.
Well, and here's the thing. Joe Alt with Rashawn Slater is insane. Like, I don't even know it matters who the rest of the guys in your offensive line are. Like, because I'm assuming they're going to move Slater inside. And if that dude is a badass at left tackle, if you move him inside, he could be Hall of Fame level tackle or Hall of Fame level guard. So I'm really bullish on what the Chargers did. I'm going to go again. I don't think you have to trade up. I see some of the merit. Again, I thought Lyman did a great job at kind of framing why he thought it made sense. There's only really two or three guys I'd be interested in. If they stay at 54, I can see Cooper or Colson, the linebackers out of A&M in Michigan. The only reason I think they might not have it is, I mean, outside of JOK, we really haven't seen Andrew Berry go that high for linebackers. He actually seems to treat linebackers the way you treat tackles. And I think they're there's still a buttload of talent, and there's a lot of intriguing guys. Inevitably, I think they're going to trade down. And I think it just makes sense to trade down unless there's a different way to pick up another pick. But I think the Browns are sitting really pretty. 10 picks in, I could clench if all my favorite guys are off the board. But I like where they are. I think they are going to trade down. And it's going to feel a lot like you felt and your son felt last night watching the Bills trade down
twice.
Oh, man,
it was brutal.
Was it twice or three times?
Twice, because they traded from 28 to 32, then traded from 32 to 33.
But hey, they get the first pick now.
Dude, can I just, we got to go 30 seconds. So what were the Bills doing last night trading the fastest wide receiver in the history of the NFL to Patrick Mahomes? I was pretty fired up about that one.
Yeah, I would just stop trading with Kansas City. Because remember, Kansas City, the
Bills fan, I follow a lot of Bills reporters and fans and stuff because obvious reasons, but people cannot believe this. Bean is like on the hot seat, dude.
You know how the Chiefs got the 10th pick for Patrick Mahomes, right? They got it from the Bills.
They built a dynasty.
Yeah, off that 10th pick that initially belonged to the Bills. By the way, they the next year, the Bills got Josh Allen, all's well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would just, seems like every time the Chiefs trade with the Bills, the Chiefs do really well. The Bills don't lose, but the Chiefs do a little bit better.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.